Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is chief economist for the NFIB. He is the founder and the purveyor of the NFIB's index of small business optimism, of which we've been searching high and low for a while now. And he's here with the new report. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Bill, I don't think much has changed in your report from last month, but overall the optimism going forward is not good, is it?
Not good. No, the index lost 0.2 of a point from the August numbers. Once we got the August numbers right, we had a processing error that was kind of embarrassing. But the interesting thing was that even though we had the wrong data plugged into the August kind of line in the program, so that the seasonals were wrong, the overall index that came out was the same. So we reported the right index, but the components looked a little strange because of the seasonal adjustments. But so here we're sitting at 93.9, down 0.2 of a point. Which means, you know, we really didn't have much of a change. And again, we're stuck in that, what I characterize as a trading range. Mm-hmm. We just can't break out of 95. And again, to put it in perspective, the average was 100 and change going into 2008. So we're way off the 35 year average, cause that was a while ago now, 2008. And of course, we're way below where you would be in an expansion, which we theoretically were supposed to be in. So
Right. We're
way off the mark. And if you could just basically characterize this as the small business sector, you know, kind of treading water.
Yeah.
It's just not going anywhere.
Well, you know, Bill, as you know, your poll is very, very scientific and is the gold standard, folks, in the world for small business indexing small business opinion. But mine is an online poll, not scientific at all, but it still has a good, you know, pretty good. I use it to compare to yours. I put mine up against yours. And what's been interesting is that for years now, I ask my audience about 3-4 times a year. I say, how are things going with you for your business? How are sales going? How's the economy looking, et cetera? I ask them those kinds of questions 3-4 times a year. And for a long time now, it's been almost the same. About 20% are doing great. About 60% are just doing okay, but not great. And about 20% or so are worried they're not going to make it, and we can't seem to break out of that. Bill, what's bothering me is even the people who are doing well, who are not worried about their business, are not excited about their business. It seems like. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right, because the prospects of really taking it anywhere, you know, are pretty low, unless I guess you're in North Dakota and you're drilling for
right. Oil
and gas.
You're in the Bakken field or something, yeah.
Right, things are pretty hot up there. But I mean, so it's obvious that the outlook isn't good. You know, the only major change we had in the September number was an 8-point decline in the net percent of owners who think business conditions will be better in 6 months than think it'll be. Oh, I'll get it right anyway. 8 points more think it's going to be worse. So
right. That
number overall is minus 10, and that's an 8-point decline from August. And so 10 percentage points more the owners think the economy is going to
Why do you think that
deteriorate.
Do you think that's attributed to the Kabuki Theater in Washington?
Oh, well, that certainly doesn't help. You should see the University of Michigan ratings by consumers of government policy. You know, only only 8% think that government policy is good. I'd like to meet that 8%.
Right.
What's going on?
What they're smoking, right?
Exactly. You know, and of those who think it's a bad time to expand their business, over 30% blame the political climate. That's
right.
Too much uncertainty for them to put their money on the table and make the kind of bets that you would normally make when an economy was growing.
Right. Which leads you to the credit report, right? Your credit index shows once again that very few small business owners actually want to borrow money.
Right. Nobody wants to borrow money because what do you do with the money? You have to put money to work, as we all know. Those of us who have businesses, and if there's no prospect for putting it to work, you're not going to borrow.
This is 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, 5 years now of small business owners with not wanting to borrow money to grow their business. That's not good for the U.S. economy. Tony Taylor, right back with the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.